time. A deceased candidate was on the ballot for a couple of years and served. One of the folks going in has sort of been lost in the mist of time. Certainly one of the great players to come out of Uniontown High School back in the day. He's deceased, and of course I'm joined by his nephew, who was advocating for him to get into the Fayette County Sports Hall of Fame, and he was able to get him in this year along with our board of directors, who thought it was appropriate, and he's going in. I'm talking about Lester Cohen, who played basketball, football, and track at Uniontown High School back in the 20s, a three-sport star, and joining me right now, his nephew, who lives up in Minneapolis and will be coming back to represent his uncle at the Hall of Fame luncheon, Miles Cohen. Miles, how are you doing this morning?
I'm okay, George. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're coming through loud and clear. You had to be thrilled when I gave you a call that day and let you know that Uncle Lester was going into the Fayette County Hall of Fame.
Yes. You know, first off, I just very, very briefly, on behalf of the extended surviving Cohen family, I'd like to thank the board and the members of the Fayette County Sports Hall of Fame for honoring the memory and athletic achievements of Lester Benny Cohen. I've been up here on the tundra for some time since I left Western Pennsylvania and my roots. But we've got a huge contingent up here, George, as I think you know. This is like Uniontown 2 up here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Stevens family, Stretch Stevens, Barbara Stevens, Joyce Stevens. Ray Parson is living up here. Don Yates has family up here. I stay in close touch with Don. So I'd want the listeners to know that Minneapolis is a long ways off, but we've got a big Uniontown contingent up here.
As I mentioned, sort of overshadowed by the mist of time, but it was a great period in Uniontown athletics when he played, and he played with one of the great players to come out of Uniontown, Charlie Clipper Hyatt. And that 1925 team, he was a junior, the starting center, led him to a WPIL and PIAA titles under Coach Abe Everhart. That was Abe's dad that was coaching that team, that was just a tremendous run. And then they finished runner-up in the National Scholastic Championship Tournament with an overall record of 31-2. Just a tremendous run by that team, Miles.
Yeah, they lost to the Pitt freshmen, and they lost to Wichita in the finals, and that was played in Chicago, and there were 42 teams there. You can imagine how expensive the logistics was and everything to get teams from every state there. But it was a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. I was going through some of your prior articles, and to see the crowd, 20,000 people, all the way from, the train in Connellsville to Uniontown, 200 cars, that was a really big deal, and it was a great team. And Lester loved that team. You know, I was very close to my Uncle Les. I played basketball at Uniontown High School, graduated in 1959. Of course, I played for Abe Jr., who I loved, and my father, Milton, who, as you know, played at Uniontown High School and the University of Pittsburgh with his brother, Les. They played for Abe Everhart Sr., so we're a basketball family going way back, and I felt that one of the things that Lester just loved his coach, Abe Sr., and I'm going to put in a call to Joe Everhart to see if he could come and sit at our table, because he's part of the basketball chain and tradition that we have there.
Well,
so it's very meaningful.
When you and I were talking, too, so many things have changed over the years and a name that came up who also was a teammate of Hyatt and Lester, and later went on to play at Pitt, and then was so instrumental in running the playground system here in Uniontown for so many years, which I always felt was one of the reasons for Uniontown's great athletic success. It was an incubator for the great athletes, and that, of course, was J.S. Buss Albright. And I told you the story. I must have been about 7 or 8 years old, and my Aunt Ruby Lasky ran Lincoln View Playground and was Buss Albright's girl Friday. And he pulled up at the playground in that silver Chevy that he used to drive.
Yeah.
And he had a guy in a suit with him. And he told my aunt, says, "Where's George?" And she said, "He's over there playing deck hockey." He said, "Get him over. I want him to meet this guy." Because even at that age, I had a sense of sports history and wanted to know about things. And he introduced me to this angular gentleman in a suit. And the guy he introduced me to was Charlie Hyatt.
That must have been a great thrill.
Yes, never forget it, yeah. But it's just amazing. I was always amazed, though, and I never did find out the full story, but Lester first went to West Virginia before he wound up playing with Hyatt at Pitt.
That's correct. And the reason that he went there, it was closer, it was cheaper, and there were a lot of complex other reasons. A lot of the schools back then, they sort of had quota systems for minorities, and they wanted him to play football there. And, of course, Lester's first love, I spent a lot of hours with Les. And you're a lot younger than I am, George. I'm getting way up there in age. I never had the privilege of meeting Charlie Hyatt, but I shared a lot of things with my Uncle Les. And his only son, Stanny, who you knew, that had polio and sadly passed away in 1997, was like my brother. So we were a pretty close-knit family, and particularly as far as the sports scene went. And, Lester missed Charlie Hyatt. He missed basketball, and he wanted to play for Doc Carlson, and so he transferred to University of Pittsburgh in 1926-27, and then went on to, as you know, both of those guys and Buss Albright as well, and a bunch of other wonderful players went on to lead Pitt to two national Helms Foundation national scholarships. That was in the days before they had an NCAA. And so you're right. I mean, I never had the privilege to meet Mr. Hyatt, but I heard he was very close with my Uncle Les, very close
those
friends.
Those teams in 29 and 30 under Doc Carlson, combined record of 44-2. Just tremendous. And he played.
And you know, back in that day, a lot of the listeners, most of the listeners can't relate to having a center jump after every basket.
That's right, yeah.
And the game was concentrated mainly on passing and teamwork and defense, and there was no fadeaway shots. There were no jump shots. Most of the shots taken were set shots. Free throws were shot underhand. And so that's why you had a lot of games, as you remember, you're old enough to remember, that ended 40-20 or 25-19 and scores like that. And a lot of people today, they discount the skill sets of those gentlemen in a relative sense. My Uncle Les was 6'3", 220 pounds, pretty strapping, pretty filled out. And, of course, he played center most of his time at Uniontown and at the University of Pittsburgh. And today, as all the listeners know, they have guards that are 6'7", 6'9", bringing the ball down the court and shooting from the backcourt, and centers are 6'11", 7'2". The game has changed completely. The rims are still 10 foot high. The scores are no longer 20-10.
Well, the other thing is he continued to play multiple sports at Pitt, too, right?
My Uncle Les was He was nine letters at Uniontown High School, and he was seven letters at Pitt. He had two letters in football, two letters in track, and three letters in basketball.
Wow. So just an all-around athlete. And he was honored by Pitt in 1964. The varsity club named Letterman of Distinction, which...
Letterman of Distinction. That was the year I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh.
And
I played freshman ball at Penn State University. I was seventh man on the freshman team there, and I didn't like state college. And I wanted to but I went to state college because I felt too much pressure to go to Pitt, and I wasn't offered a scholarship. I had busted my knee my junior year at Uniontown, and it took me some time to get my spring back and my movement. So, but I just didn't like Penn State, and I went to Pitt and walked on and played my redshirt year a little bit, my sophomore year, and Coach Timmons didn't feel that I was good enough to travel with the team, and I don't have any bitterness about it. In fact, I started a scholarship in Lester's. My father, Milton, my uncle Lester's, and my name at the University of Pittsburgh in 2007 for a Katz Business School student, preferably from Uniontown High School or one of the other six Fayette County public high schools. And currently, Courtney Baker, that works at the Uniontown High School, who's an outstanding scholarship administrator. We found our first Uniontown High School graduate who's going to be a senior this year, is under that scholarship. So the roots of the Cohen family go back to the original Red Raiders, and also we bleed the blue and gold of the University of Pittsburgh also.
Well, Miles, I thank you very much for taking time out from your busy schedule to be on the show with me and talk about Uncle Lester today. And I'm looking forward, I know it's going to be a tough trip for you, but I'm looking forward to seeing you on June 17th at the Golf Outing and Hall of Fame Luncheon at Pleasant Valley Country Club. And we'll get a chance to chew the fat before the day's over out there, too. Thank you again for coming on with me.
I'm going to do my best to get back, George, and thank you very much. And once again, thank the board and the members of the Fayette County Sports Hall of Fame.
All right. Take care. Have a nice day, Miles.
You too.
Miles Cohen talking about his uncle Lester Cohen, and just a tremendous athlete, and shrouded by the mists of time, but very deserving honor going into the Fayette County Sports Hall of Fame.